Jude. Chapter 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to those who are sanctified, made clean by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was necessary for me to write to you and exhort, encourage, warn you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, because there are certain men who have snuck in without notice, who were beforehand of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into uncontrolled lust and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore remind you, though you once knew these things, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their first estate, but left their own habitation, home, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities around them, in like manner, guilty of fornication and engaging in homosexuality, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise rulers, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But these speak evil of those things which they do not know, but what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, because they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the rebellious talk of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They are clouds without water, carried about by winds, trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, look, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks with arrogance, flattering men's persons to take advantage of them. But beloved, remember the words which were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk after their own ungodly lusts. These are those who separate themselves apart, consumed with worldly passions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the clothing spotted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, rule, kingship, and power, both now and ever. Amen. Let it be.